Welcome to Probably Bothered, the podcast that cuts through online business myths so that you can redefine your version of success. Because I believe if you aren't a little bit bothered, you probably aren't paying attention.
Well, it turns out that this weekly show in real time is a little bit harder than I thought. I missed a week, but I have a good excuse. I promise you that. So, last week, I just had to pause the show because my foot got stuck under my coffee table and there was flailing. But anyway, where were we? Last week, my family and my husband's family came in town and we had our second wedding reception. So we did a small wedding in November of 2021 that had 15 people, immediate family only. And so last weekend we did the big party, and between prepping for the big party and having the big party, I just wasn't able to get to the show. But here we are. We are back. We are refocused. This is going up a day late, but late is better than never. So let's jump into today's episode, which is all about networking. And I don't even want to call it networking because I feel like networking has this like not so positive connotation. And what I have found after removing myself from the corporate environment and immersing myself into this world of fellow entrepreneurs and fellow business owners is that networking does not have to feel the way that I used to perceive it to feel. And I know others have as well. So let's get started there. Let's get started with how do you get started? I wasn't exactly sure what to do in terms of how to start meeting people. But what I realized is I already have some really good friends, right? A couple of really good entrepreneur friends. And that might not be the case for everyone. If you're listening and you are brand new to business, you might be like, how do I get started? Reach out to me. Let's have a call. That's how you get started. But in my case, I have a few really solid friend. And I started to tell them like, hey, I have this new idea and I want to talk to people about it. I want to get to know more people in general, even if they are a fit for this new idea. If they're not a fit, that's fine too. I just love getting to know people. Is there anybody that you think I should meet? And you know what happens when you ask that question? People give you introductions. They make introductions for you of people that they know and they like and they trust to help you expand your circle and meet new people. So typically, what I would do after I got an introduction is I would just email them and say, hey, I am so looking forward to meeting you. I take a peek at their website so I kind of understand what they have going on in their business. And I send them my scheduler. And some people love the scheduler. Some people don't love coffee chats. And they might say, oh, I'd like to just connect on Voxer so that I can respond when I'm free. You can respond when you're free, etc. But for the most part, most people like the face-to-face and the coffee chat. So give them my scheduler and wait for the call. And then, of course, before the call, just prep yourself. Know a little bit about that person. Make sure that you've taken a peek at their site, their recent social media posts, whatever that they've been putting out that they've been working hard on so that you've got kind of a ground level understanding of their business. And then I like to keep things super, super casual. I typically say like, hey, I'd love to hear about you and your business. And you know, we can go from there. And once they've explained about themselves, then they'll typically reciprocate and ask about you. And the thing that I found is being really, really honest in these conversations is so incredibly helpful. And I'll tell you where I learned this. I learned this from my friend Christy Mitchell. And Christy hosts networking calls every once in a while if you get on her newsletter. So she asks everyone to come and introduce themselves and then says, what's the one thing that you need? How can we help you? Like, what are you asking for? And in that moment, when I sat on one of those calls, I realized it's not a bad thing to want something. It's not a bad thing to say exactly what you need from someone or exactly what you're hoping to get out of the conversation. Now, of course, I wouldn't come into it and say, I want you to send me a client, when you barely know me, don't necessarily trust me or what so have you. But I do typically say, hey, I'm vetting this idea. I would love your feedback on it if they're in my target audience. If they're not in my target audience, I'd say, if you know anyone that this fits that might have some good feedback for me, I would love to speak with them too. And so those are kind of small asks, right? Those are low stakes. People are typically willing to help as long as it doesn't take more out of their day or their time to help you. The other thing that I found really helpful that my friends did was they said, hey, I want to introduce you to Becca. And Becca, you know, I'd like to introduce you to so-and-so. Becca has a new idea that she wants to run by you. And she'd also just love to get to know you. So that really set things up. Most of the time, they would ask me like, hey, you know, so-and-so mentioned that you have a new thing that you're kind of thinking about. Do you want to tell me about it? And, you know, I'd love to give you some thoughts. So that gives you a really great invitation to talk about your new offer or the potential of a new offer, which is what I did a lot at the beginning. If you listened to the last episode of Probably Bothered. The other thing that I would say is, for a while, I was a networking queen. I had to slow down a little bit. I've had a pretty intense start to January just with the wedding reception and everything. I'll probably pick back up here shortly. But I learned to allow my scheduler to put boundaries in place for me. So I stopped accepting any networking calls in the morning. I only accepted them after 1 p.m. And I started narrowing it to specific days of the week too, because I started finding that my schedule was getting out of control and I was having trouble getting client work done, which of course is the priority and I needed to account for that. So putting boundaries in my scheduler was really, really helpful. Being upfront about the ask was really, really helpful. And then the other thing is being open of wanting to meet more people. So at the end, in order to help facilitate future introductions, at the end of each conversation, I tend to say something similar to, you know, I'd love to help you meet other people who might help you in your business. Is there anyone that you're hoping to meet that I could introduce you to? And they'll typically tell me who they would like to meet, whether it's potential partners, potential clients, anything. And then I would say 9 times out of 10, they'll say, how about you? Who can I introduce you to? And in that respect, you tend to walk away from each networking call with maybe another 2 to 3 introductions for future calls and future people that you can speak to and meet with and really expand your circle. So that's kind of the how. That's the how of networking. Here's the thing that I didn't expect. The follow-up. And I know that's probably like, duh, of course there's follow-up. I don't know what just happened to my voice, but if I were to do this differently, I would get prepped and ready for a season of intense networking in my business. The way I would do that is I would set up a special form in my Dubsado, one that I could kind of tag people, coffee chat, just so I remember. One of the struggles that I'm having now in my Dubsado is that no one is tagged, whether you were a coffee chat or a past client. So having that special form and a workflow that has your reminder email, has a tag, whatever helps you stay organized would be step one. Step two is the follow-up. One of the things that I have started is keeping a Notion dashboard. And I know this sounds silly. It sounds like, oh my gosh, you don't even remember who you've met with. And that's not the case. I remember people. Of course I remember people. But it helps you to just have a more personalized touch. So instead of me saying, hey, so-and-so, I wanted to follow up with you because I know you are a social media manager and here's an article I read that might be interesting to you, I can follow up and say, hey, last time we talked, you were tossing around the idea of, you know, restructuring your offers in this way, or of adding a new offer, or creating a membership, or whatever the case may be, whatever the very, very specific thing is. It just gives me a place to make sure I have all of those details. And also, as someone with a lot of social anxiety, I can also use it to check myself. So even if I think like person A was talking about a membership, but I can't really remember, my social anxiety would be like, never reach out to them again. What if you ask about it and you get it wrong and you're just sitting there in a puddle of embarrassment because you asked the wrong person about the wrong thing? It's so much safer to just never talk to them again, right? But now that I have this dashboard where I can double check myself, because I go in after every call and record a little bit about what we spoke about what they're working on right now, about who they were hoping to meet. So if I meet someone in the future who might be a good fit, I can still, even, you know, a month or 2 months after the original call, make another introduction. And I can double check that I have the details right so that I am confident in my follow-up. So that's step one. No, I guess that's step four. Who's counting? Not me, obviously. So it's the get organized, it's the have the call, it's the record the information to help yourself navigate social anxiety. And then it is, what the heck do you say? How do you stay in touch with people? So I've gone a couple of different ways, and I am by no means perfect. And it's been another month since the end of the year, so I probably need to start this process again. But one of my favorite things to do is to just email and say, hey, I said this earlier in the episode, hey, last time we spoke, you were talking about X, Y, and Z. And how's that going? Have you made any progress? What's new? What's different? Is there anything I can do to help now that you've had some time to, you know, develop the offer further or think about it more, etc.? The other thing, which I haven't even started to do yet, so you guys are going to get a true sneak peek. That's a lie. I did it once. Not in the same way. Anyway, you're going to get a true sneak peek. I was on a call with some fellow web designers, and we were talking about cold pitching companies. And someone, KL of Mushaboom Studios, I'll put a link in the show notes too. They do beautiful work. So on that call, KL mentioned the strategy of kind of course, following on social media, and this is for cold pitching, and, you know, commenting, etc. Just kind of get in their sphere. But the thing that was so brilliant was adding yourself to email lists. And I started thinking about it after that call. I don't do a lot of cold pitching in my business. I have for brands that were very, very aligned to my interests. But I started thinking, oh my goodness, this applies to networking. So one of the things that I'm going to do is start an email address that's like team@BeccaWood or mail@BeccaWood.com or whatever the case may be. I haven't thought of what it's actually going to say. And I'm going to use that email address to only subscribe to the newsletters of all of the people I have been meeting on coffee chats. And then once you are on the email list, what you'll do is read them. And you don't have to do this for everyone, of course, but read the email. If you're like, I haven't, you know, been in touch with person A in a while, find their latest newsletter that they've sent out, read it, and reply to that newsletter. Because everybody loves getting a response to their email newsletter. You can't tell me that you don't. Like, whenever somebody replies to my newsletter, it is literally the best day ever. Something hit home. Something was incredible that I said. Well, okay, that's my perception, that I said something was incredible. But you know that it resonated enough for them to take the time to respond to you and give their thoughts or answer your question, whatever the case may be. So that's something that I'm going to start doing moving forward, because it's hard to think that there's all this pressure to steer a conversation with people that, let's be honest, if you've had one coffee chat, you don't know that well. So it's not the same as, you know, picking up Voxer and chatting with your biz bestie. There are ways to make that burden a little bit less. So maybe you are the one who is starting the outreach, but you don't have to also come up with the topic of conversation as well. let me bring this back full circle, because I wanted to tell you about networking, but the why behind networking. The why behind networking is, for my new offer, I am not going to have a sales page on my website. I am not going to talk about it on social media. The only way that I'm going to promote this offer is through partner marketing. So we've talked about networking on this episode. I think I'm going to call this one, because I didn't mean for this to go on for, this is going to be a 20-minute episode. So we talked about networking. We talked about how to get those calls, how to start the process, how to help kind of build the funnel of your coffee chats. Next week, let's talk about partner marketing. We'll talk about why it's different, why it is a strategy to consider in your business, and how to do that in a way that is effective. That'll put a nice end to this episode. That will tie things up in a bow. So this is part one of networking. Next week will be part two. So I'm going to leave you here. I'm going to go edit this episode and get it published for tomorrow so that I don't miss 2 weeks in a row, because that is my rule with Probably Bothered. I can miss 1 week, but I can't miss two. All right. You know the drill. I'm going to include a link in the show notes to schedule a call with me. If you don't believe me by now that I actually want you to do that, this is your sign. Please schedule a coffee chat. I'd love to get to know you. I'd love to get to know your business and hear what you're up to and what you think about the new format of the show. All right, I'll talk to you next week. All right, thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, if you resonated with this conversation, if you would like to pass it along to a friend, I would be endlessly grateful. And if you want to subscribe or leave a review as well, that would make my day. It would make my week, if we're being honest. Until next week, this was Probably Bothered.